Unit 3.
Script 5 to Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogues and answer the questions. Dialogue 1.
Hello, I'm Robert Taylor. I work for The Neighbour, our local newspaper.
Hello, Robert. Nice to meet you. I'm Kate Morris. It's me who called your office and asked you to come over.
Well, I understand that you're opening a new boutique and want me to write about it.
Yes, Robert. That would be a very good advertisement for our shop. I hope that a lot of people in the neighbourhood will learn about it from your newspaper.
Well, may I look at the shop and ask you some questions?
This way, please. You see, it's quite a small place, but it's cosy. This is our main shopping area. We've put the racks with ready-made clothes closer to the walls and left the middle of the room empty. It gives the customers more space.
Are you going to sell only clothes here?
No, not only. In the two smaller rooms, on both sides of the main area, we're going to sell perfume and underwear.
But, Kate, there are other shops of this kind in the street and a big store round the corner.
Yes, but this one will be different. We're going to sell only elegant and expensive things here. It's going to be an exquisite boutique for an exclusive public.
Dialogue 2.
It's Saturday today, and we're here to discuss the question of wearing a uniform as a must in our school. Our principal and the teaching staff would like our opinion on the matter. What's your point of view, Bob?
I don't think it's a good idea. When everyone wears the same clothes, you look like everybody does, and you can't express your individuality. Would you agree, Celia?
I'm not so sure. Certainly it is boring to wear the same things every day, and the uniform doesn't usually create any cheerful atmosphere in the classroom, as the clothes are usually of dull colors, grey, blue or brown. But the uniform helps discipline and unites us. We have a feeling of belonging, of sharing something with the others.
You may be right here, Celia, but tastes differ. Your uniform, it's cut in colour, won't necessarily be becoming, and you'll have to wear the same thing you don't like, even hate, for many years.
Yes, Bob, that's a disadvantage, and we'll have to accept it. But the advantage is obvious. We won't stand out, we won't envy those who have something very smart and stylish.
Now, don't argue. Just listen to me.
Yes, Alice?
Don't you think it would be a good idea to find out what the others think through an opinion poll?
Dialogue 3.
May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to open an account at this branch.
What kind of account would you like?
A savings account.
Very good. Every savings account holder gets a 5% interest yearly, a bank card, and a checkbook free. I'd advise Visa or Master.
That suits me very well. May I ask you a few questions?
Certainly. This is what I'm here for, to answer your questions.
Thank you. How much money must I pay in to open the account?
A mere token sum, £5 or £10.
Good. Can I arrange for some payments to be made straight from my account? I'd like to pay for my university education through my bank account.
Nothing could be easier. We'll see to it as soon as we have completed some formalities. May I ask you to fill out this form and sign it?
Right. Let me see. Name, address, occupation. Here you are, and here is £10 as my initial payment.
Thank you. We'll send you your card and your checkbook as soon as they're ready. Usually it takes about a week or a little longer. We also send our account holders their statements every month for you to know your balance.
Thank you. I'll be expecting to hear from you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dialogue 4.
Hello, this is 538789. Roger Farber speaking.
Hello, Mr. Farber. My name is Tom Westwood. I am interested in your car. Is it still for sale?
Yes, it is. Would you like to buy it?
Well, perhaps. What make is it?
It is a Ford. Ford Mustang. One of the most popular makes on the market.
How long have you had it?
Oh, I've had it for a few years. I used to drive every day when I was working. I don't drive it now.
Yes, but when exactly was it made?
In 1995. But I've looked after it very well. I think it's in a pretty good condition.
How much do you want for that?
£4,000. And it's a bargain. The car is all in good working order. What do you think?
I would like to have a look at the car, Mr. Farber. What time is convenient for you?
I'm always at home after 5.
Will Thursday, 6 p.m. be convenient?
Yes, quite.
Agreed, then. Thursday at 6. Bye, Mr. Farber, and thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Westwood. Till Thursday, then.